The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is paid for by Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, who is solely responsible for its content. Portions transcribed.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with my co-host, fellow realtor husband, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you today?
Wonderful. How are you?
Very good. Like the warm weather.
Yes. We have Jim Broda, owner of Raven Axe. Hello.
Hi, Jim. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
What is Raven Axe?
Raven Axe is one of the best appliance stores in the valley.
All right. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m., where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many exceptional realtors who've been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 50 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you go to jruddy.com, click on the webcam tab. And we have a live webcam on the roof of the building. You can see what's going on at Thumbmore Corners. It's actually pretty cool.
People find it very interesting.
Yeah, we get thousands of hits a month. It's amazing.
Look us up on social media. View our listings. Search the MLS listings. And listen to archive radio shows by going to mobile-friendly, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. That's jruddy.com, where there's also on the radio tab all the popular podcast apps that we feature our radio show on. Okay, Jim Broda, owner of Raven Axe Appliance Store. If you can just give me a brief overview of you, your history, the store's history, please.
Sure, that should be easy. That might take a while, but we'll chop it down to a short period. So I'm James Broda. I own Raven Axe Appliance. We are on located Wyoming Ave in Kingston, 269 is our physical address. I've been there for 19 and a half years, which I've purchased.
Say 20. At 20, this point, it's 20.
You've been here 20 years.
We're getting there. All right. A couple months away. So I purchased the appliance store when I was 25 years old. I'm trying to remember that back that far. Feels like I'm missing a few years in between, maybe all the work. But I bought it when I was 25. I used to deliver appliances to Raven Axe and some of the local competitors. At that point, I went in and struck a deal. And from there on, I owned Raven Axe Appliances.
Was the guy going to retire or something?
He was. He was older, about to retire. He definitely put his share of time in. And he just wanted out. And it was a good opportunity. And I took it over, started from the ground back up with some core values that I believed in. And here we are today, doing a couple $1 million a year in sales.
Nice. So, yeah. Are you having a 20-year celebration?
Oh,
that's a great idea.
That's not bad.
Are you having a party? Free food?
Yeah,
I'm coming.
Yeah.
We probably should.
Yeah, that would be nice.
We are the oldest appliance store in the valley. We've been around since the 1930s. So that's going to come up. That's kind of celebration we should focus on in the next year. We're probably getting close to almost 100 years in business.
Yeah.
Wow. So, which is really neat.
Yeah, that is. It's fabulous.
So I had 20 years of that at this point. So.
Yeah. So there was a local restaurant that just did that. They were in business for a long time. So they rolled back their prices.
Coopers. Yeah. Coopers did it. They did that. That's right.
They roll back their prices to them. So I don't think you want to do that.
Can we do that? No, I got a refrigerator for $30.
No. Those days are over, unfortunately. No.
Right. But okay, so let's talk about, you have high quality appliances that you offer. And when I look at all the stores that used to be, you know, in our area, there were a ton of appliance stores and there's maybe one in the Dunmore area left standing. So, I mean, you're defying the odds.
Yeah, that's it. So, in fact, I was, like I said, 20 years into that now, there was appliance stores on every block. We had so much competition. And at the time, our business wasn't as good as it was now. I'll put it that way. We were we weren't even cracking the six-figure mark in sales. So we brought that up to, $3, $4 million in sales a year now. But there were stores on every block. So much competition, so much cutthroat going on. As the big box stores moved in, the people that weren't financially secure got their butts handed to them, closed the doors. And Lowe's did drop their price, and Home Depot and the big stores, just to push the little guys out. And it wasn't just in the appliance business. It was in the plumbing, the electrical. All those stores used to be around too, and they're gone. And now that the competitors are gone, you know, the prices we've noticed have gone up in the big stores. So they're not giving anything away anymore. They're actually making very generous profits every year.
And is there a difference in the appliance and the quality and the features?
And there are. So that's a lot of the questions we ask people when they come in and they're disgusted with a brand that they've got, may only had for 3 or 4 years. We ask them, what big store have you got that from? And 9 out of 10 times, they'll tell us it was a big box store. So we try to reassure them the quality. You're buying from a local place. If you do have this problem, you can call us 7 days a week. Even on Sundays, we have staff that could help you, walk you through things, and possibly even come out the same day to service it, just like our delivery schedule. There's times people will come in and their washer broke or their fridge broke, especially their refrigerators we get a lot, and they might have medicine in them or they need, you know, they got to keep their food cold. We'll be out there that day or next day to make it happen. They pick something out. We will show them that we are beating the competitor's price. We don't charge for removal. Delivery's free as long as you're local. And, you know, we have them done. They're up and running.
Delivery's free and removal's free? You're yes. $100 cheaper than any other guy already.
I am. So just to take, so they have, that's a good point. The removal fee for each piece was $40. They have recently raised it to $50 if you check the big box store. So they are back up again. So a typical washer dryer, you could be paying an extra $100 than you would be paying for me. So our point is we got to get that out to people to know that. Like they don't understand that. They see a price. They're more than welcome to come in and ask us to beat the price. And there will not be one time that we will not beat that price. Guarantee it.
Wow.
Okay. So usually you have to wait several weeks.
Correct.
For when you put in an order with the big box store.
You're absolutely correct. So
and then not only do you have to wait for weeks for that appliance to come in, you have to wait for the delivery.
Correct. So we are very accommodating on that. So like I said, we could have stuff out that day, next day, within one business week if it's a special order. We work around your schedule. So if you say, hey, I get out of work at 3 or I go to work at 10, we could be there at 8 in the morning. We could be there at 4 in the afternoon. You don't have to take off work. That saves you more money, more aggravation. And our guys have been with us, our delivery team. We have great staff. They've been with us for years and years. You're not getting somebody that we just hired that has no idea how to take a door off a fridge or level the fridge or level your washer, and which will result to more problems down the road.
Speaking of, you guys just replaced a refrigerator of my mother's. And so she bought this refrigerator 10, 15 years ago.
Is it that old?
Yeah.
I thought it was newer than that. Okay, go ahead. I'm
okay,
sorry.
So maybe 10 years,
okay.
Right? All right, within the last 10 years,
okay.
She bought it. It's not 5 years
okay,
old.
Okay, I thought it was
right.
Like 5. Okay.
The door, the left door never shut properly.
Sounds like an installation problem.
Okay, you're right. Do you know when we found that out? And she's had that appliance store repair people come over to her house multiple times regarding this. Do you know when we found that out?
Probably when we delivered your refrigerator.
Yes, when your guys came in and dismantled, had to take the doors off because her counter was so close to where the refrigerator was.
Right.
You can open the doors usually, but when you pull it out and then get it out, so they had to take out the doors. There was a screw missing.
So
in the
door
left door, and it never closed properly.
Right.
Do you know how many times, like, she had spoiled food because she went to bed or whatever?
Right.
It was awful.
So that's why installation's key. Our turnover rate is so few and far between. Our guys have been with us, a lot of them, from 20 years. Then when I took over, a lot of the guys are still there. And as we grew, we added guys. They stayed. They know the stuff backwards. We're in. We're sufficient. We don't damage property. We don't damage your product. We show up when we tell you we're going to show up. And if you have a problem, you can call us.
Show up when you say you're going to show up.
Yes.
How about the most, and I find it aggravating, I don't know how many anybody else in this room finds it, but when they say, we'll be there between 8 and 4.
And they sometimes they don't even show up.
What is that, the cable company?
We have it where they don't even show up sometimes.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
We have people that walk in our store because the big box store told them 3 weeks previous, we will be there between 8 and 4. They never showed up. And they said, we have to reschedule now. How's next week? So they canceled the order. They come to us. We have something delivered that day or next day at their convenience at a better price.
And your guys, I got
and better tell you, installation.
Better you guys, installation. You guys did a wonderful job. I've seen the work. They do a wonderful job, good prices, and they were so kind to some elderly people, my family. They were just, I have the highest praise. You guys are number one in my book.
They're great people. They know how to communicate with people. They get paid very well. They take their job serious. And they root for the store. They root for our customers. And we try and we go above and beyond.
Do you have any more of those employees? Can we have some?
And if we get them, we're keeping them. We're not sending them out.
We need some more of those guys.
We do whatever we have to do to keep them.
Wonderful.
They're key to our business. They're the backbone of our business.
And it's a local business.
Yes.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. It's a loaded question.
All right.
So be prepared. There's a lot of talk on social media these days, and the news everywhere I seem to turn. There seems to be a discussion for the elimination of gas stoves. Have you heard this?
We heard it.
Where's it going?
We don't have a clarified answer on this at this point. We don't know. It's pretty much hearsay at this point from us. Our corporations are not talking about it. Our reps are not talking about it. As I see it now, it's not going to change.
Idiot rules.
Didn't California do something?
In New York City, new construction, they can't have gas stoves in Manhattan, from what I understand.
A lot of high rises. And
electric is very cheap in New York City, too. You know,
sure,
that,
right, yeah. You know,
they're like giving it away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so no, there's no definitive answer on that yet. I couldn't give you an honest answer. Oh. I'm going to stop.
I'm going to stockpile gas stoves.
I thought it was a joke when I first read it. I thought it was, and then it got more serious.
Yeah, no, that's nothing that we heard. And if we would be the first to hear that we're going to change product, lines are going to get pulled.
They're going to stop manufacturing.
Yeah,
but you haven't heard it yet.
No, so with electric, we all know there's a coil type and there's a glass type. So I don't know if you could envision a 4-foot residential, commercial-looking stove with a glass top on it. That would be hard to clean, easily damaged. I don't see it happening.
Oh, good.
All right. Well, I had to ask you about that because, you know, we have a gas stove.
And we love it. Jackie loves it.
If, and that's a very big if.
Jackie cooks on it. She loves it.
If I were to cook, I would want a gas stove as opposed to an electric stove.
But your view is correct. We get that all the time. People from the country in a remote area that have just electric, they'll get a propane tank and buy a gas stove and convert it because they do not want to cook on electric. So, yeah, that's gas is what people tend to.
And I'm not saying people that cook on electric, if that's what they like.
Some people like it.
They like it. My mother, she likes it. That's her thing. But my preference would be gas. And I know that would be your preference as well.
The majority of the people. Yeah. Same as restaurants. It's gas. It's not electric.
All right. So. Well, I am worried about that, but I shouldn't be because it's totally out of my control. And what about, like, back in COVID, like, we were hearing all these appliance wars, like, these stories, these awful stories, like, a refrigerator would break down, and you guys just didn't have the inventory.
No. So, it was funny, because we stayed open, and business shot through the roof. We just could not keep up with it. We did run into a problem where about 3 weeks, 4 weeks into us ordering all this product, truckloads and truckloads, and we were still delivering full-time. It was like somebody shut the light off. We go to type in the order, and the product's not there. Common products. We're looking at each other like, something's wrong. The computer might not be updated. So we'd call down. They said, no, we don't have the product. Everything is sold out. So at one point, we do have, we had a showroom that was bare. We display right now over 200 major appliances on our location in Wyoming Ave. And we probably had about 8 total appliances in our store. It was the funniest thing to see. We could see through the whole store.
People were saying, I want this one.
We had 2 refrigerators, 2 washers, a dishwasher, 4 stoves. Out of 200 appliances, we couldn't get product. So we just started selling our own inventory. Most people would come in for a specific type or color, and I could guarantee you they did not leave with that. If they wanted a stainless
fridge. Beggars can't be choosers, you know, right?
It was almost as bad as if they came in for a stainless fridge, they were leaving with an electric dryer. They were taking anything they could get, as long as it was an appliance. Right. Got bad, but it cleared up a lot now.
We went down there, and we had a front-loading washing machine. We had it for years, and then the boot had ripped, and it smelled funky. You know, it wasn't what we thought it was going to be. So we went into your place, and you had a top loader, this Maytag, and it's got a glass top. Is it a commercial type? I think.
Yeah, they're rated commercial.
Oh, my goodness. And you can see through the glass, and it spins beautiful. That's what we have now, and it says it's got a 10-year guarantee.
You have no idea how many times I thank God that we did. I mean, nobody knew.
Right. Well, we went down there and looked, and he had it on display, and we were like, wow, this is perfect.
We had no idea what was coming, though. And if that ever happened during COVID, we would have
been. Yeah, it was right before. It was like a month before.
So the only places really to go were the grocery store, an appliance store.
And the liquor store.
Or liquor store.
The liquor store.
Were you shut down? You weren't shut down?
No, we were essential.
Right. We were not. Yeah. Housing's not essential. Did you know that?
No, that's kind of weird to hear.
Do you think? Oh, my goodness.
Nobody needs a roof over there.
No, they don't. No. But they need a bottle of Jack Daniels.
So 2.5 months we were shut.
And then the liquor store shut down not too long after.
They did?
If I remember correctly.
I think they stayed open. Didn't they stay open?
That's essential. Oh. My God.
The houses aren't.
Really? Your priorities messed up.
Really? Okay. So what are some popular appliance trends these days?
Mainly the super-size top-load washers with the glass lids.
That's what we got.
Yeah, that's it. And, you know, the front loaders have fizzled out because of the problems that you mentioned. The mold, the smell.
They smell funky all the time.
The price is a lot more per unit. They don't last nowhere near as long. So the duration of the life of it is at least a third less. You know, that's a big problem there. So, our showroom's filled with these top loaders that have clear lids, different colors. We just got new front loaders in that are designed to take extra hair from, if you have pets, it'll collect the hair. It's a pet pro system that Maytag has just invented. And it has a whole separate filter system that you could take out. It'll suck up the extra hair, and you could empty it out separately. It's a whole separate filter like the old washers had in the past, in the 50s and 60s, where they had a whole separate filtration system that you can empty.
Something else I can forget to clean.
That's it. Yeah, and it'll block up and then you'll be
I was thinking, like, if you forget, it's going to.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Keep going. That was good stuff.
Third row dishwashers, third rack dishwashers have been very popular. Convection stoves have always been popular, but the sizes of these things, the capacities, the interiors have gotten bigger. The looks have gotten sleeker. The buttons are now touchscreen glass instead of push buttons. A lot has changed, and the new thing coming out now is air frying.
Yes.
So we have microwaves with air fryers. We have ranges with air fryers. Eliminates that extra piece on your countertop.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
With us today, James Broda, owner of Rabinax Appliance Store. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
All right. You can call us 7 days a week. We are there on our website, or you can call our store directly. It's the best way, 570-287-1175, and we are there from 8 to 6 throughout the week, and we're there Saturday and Sundays also. If you need help or sales or service, let us know.
Wonderful. Pat?
Yes, we have a lovely 3-bedroom house at 1520 Watson Street in Scranton for $139,000. This home sits on a large lot. It's at the end on a dead-end street, and you're surrounded by woods down at the end. There's nothing else down there. There is plenty of outdoor area to enjoy, off-street parking, and a large detached 2-car garage. The house itself has hardwood floors, a brick fireplace, and a newer roof. This home is a very good deal, and it won't last long. That's a 3-bedroom home with a 2-car garage at 1520 Watson Street in Scranton for $139,000, and that's listed by Connie Seagraves of our office.
Permaglaze Bath Renew, located on the Scranton-Carbondale Highway, is our sponsor this week. They reglaze bathtubs, sinks, tile, countertops, and more. Reglazing is a specialized coating applied over porcelain, formica, fiberglass, ceramic tile, fixtures, and more. Permaglaze can even change the colors of your old, outdated bathroom and or kitchen. Permaglaze and Bath Renew can also convert your old bathtub into a walk-in shower with complete removal or clean-cut step-in tub system. Their process can save homeowners hundreds or even thousands of dollars on bathroom or kitchen remodeling projects. Also, Permaglaze Bath Renew currently has employment opportunities available. Call 570-344-8434 or visit permaglazelinersnepa.com to enhance your home and life today.
Yeah, we had that done for a family member where they do the cut-in on the tub and you can just walk into the shower. Beautiful job.
Yes, and she loves it, and it was perfect timing. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We'll be right back. When considering to sell or buy a home, why choose Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate? Let me tell you why. 70% of home buyers settle for the first agent they meet, and many regret it. 90% of home sellers hire an agent, but was it the right choice? Don't have agent remorse. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I've been in and around the real estate business for most of my life. And at Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, we've been selling real estate for half a century. But we do not do it halfway. You deserve better than average. Average doesn't help you. We know it's all about you and what you need. Century 21 is the number one in brand awareness, is the most recognized name in real estate, and is the most respected in the industry. In this market, if you dream big, you need to move fast. So it makes perfect sense to contact Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, 570-344-6724, and visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor. Hello.
We're back.
With James Broda, owner of Rabinax Appliance Store. Thanks for being here with us. You've been here before in prior years, before COVID, and
yes.
We were talking before the break about some of the popular appliance trends these days, which I'm sure has changed in such a short period of time. And I think smart home technology really has revolutionized the appliance world. Am I right or wrong?
You're absolutely correct. We do have a lot of appliances now that are coming in, Wi-Fi capability. You could turn your stove on while you're driving home to preheat it so it's ready to go. We have washers that will tell you when the washer's done, the dryer's ready to go, while you're sitting on your couch, three floors up or two floors down.
I just wait for the beep.
Yeah, that beep's too far away. Now you check your phone.
All right.
Like every other notification that comes through.
Yeah, like I pay attention to any of them.
Right.
So, but yeah, all that stuff's been changing. We're seeing stuff with commercial stoves. They're trying to do a bit electronics on them. So they could just build the computers behind the stainless, and this way you could access the computer with it. There's a lot of neat stuff coming out, but yeah, Wi-Fi has been a big hit coming up. So.
Right, and you were mentioning before the break the touch screen. Any problems with that?
No, actually, ironically, that's the least part now. The push pads used to be a big problem where you had two parts that would have to touch, make the connection, send the signal between debris, moisture, humidity,
heat,
stuff like that breaks it down. Now these are built like iPhones. Just touch the glass and run your finger on it, and no two parts to make this thing break quicker.
All right. So you have this all tied to your Wi-Fi, and then notifications go into your phone, or you need the internet connection. But it still operates if that stuff would go down.
Correct. You do miss out on some features, but and a lot of these stoves, believe it or not, are like an iPhone. There's updates that you have to do on them. We get brand new stoves out of the factory that we have to update them when we get to a customer's house with Wi-Fi. Because the time the production was made compared to the program that has been updated with the computer. We actually have some high-end stoves and wall ovens that by Jennair, which we're an exclusive dealer for, in Luzerne County that will send the company a signal before you even know your stove's broke. And they'll contact you and let you know you need service.
You don't have to hook your stove up to the internet,
You
right?
do not, no.
Or any of your appliances?
None, no.
No, okay, that's just an extra feature.
Right, ironically, I have a washer dryer that has Wi-Fi capability, and I have a stove that has the same. I still never done it. I'm just going to go press the button.
Yeah, it's me
done,
too.
I'm done, and I don't need to preheat my stove when I come home. Mainly because I don't cook a lot.
Jackie, did you hear that? He doesn't cook much.
So,
yes, we're the same. All right. But, you know, the younger generation, younger people, right. they like that stuff.
Yes.
And so it's there for them. But I'm thinking about people that are older than us that would be like, you can do what? And how do you do that? Maybe, you know, some elderly people that wouldn't have a use for it.
Well, we do get a lot of callbacks because electronics are complicated. And the older people do, it's a harder process to understand. Hitting a few wrong buttons can lock you out of your own oven, your own dishwasher. So we do a lot of courtesy follow-ups to help people out. And, you know, usually, no charge, just to get them back up and running and explain to them not to hit that button again.
Oh, I could see that. You know what I like about your place is when you walk in, you get greeted and the guys are there to help you.
Yes.
I mean, it's not like we're calling somebody over from gardening to tell me about a stove or something like that. Your guys are
you're correct. So
are taught,
trained,
and they're gonna you're gonna beat the big box price store.
We're gonna beat them. You walk through the door within 60 seconds. Somebody is coming over to say hi. What can we do for you? What needs do you have? How can we fit those needs? If you walk through the big box store, you could be standing there for an hour before anybody comes over. And if they do, it might be from plumbing, electrical, the doors. I did buy some doors from the big box store years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, and thank God I had a contractor with me. The sills would have been wrong. The hinges would have been wrong. The swing out would have been wrong. It's two double glass doors. It would have been a nightmare. But they had somebody come over from another department, try to work the computer, get it going, and... my guy was very knowledgeable, but if it wasn't for that, I'd have the wrong doors. And this was a 6 to 8 week process to get custom doors for my house. So it does happen. So, you know, we come in, you come in our store, we just sell appliances. 7 days a week, open to close. This is what we do. You have a question, we have the answer.
And you're not looking in through a catalog. You're looking at the actual appliance, right?
Correct. So we have probably around 50 stoves on display, 50 laundry pieces, 50 refrigeration, custom built-in pieces, commercial stoves, commercial built-in refrigerators, down to OTRs, which are over-the-range microwaves, which is the new thing. Hanging a microwave over the stove gives you the vent, gives you the lights, everything to replace the hood, and you save some counter space, get rid of that countertop microwave. The over-the-range microwaves do have a lot more features than the countertops nowadays. So we have a great variety, lined up nice. Our newly remodeled showroom, we just redid our whole parking lot. We have off-street parking for about 15, 20 cars. Our whole store facade was redone, carpeting. We got a whole clean, beautiful place to come down, family-friendly, kid-friendly, candy there for the kids when they come in. It keeps them quiet while we're talking to the parents. Anything you need, we will go above and beyond for.
And what I love about you guys is that you take the old when you deliver the new.
Yes, we do.
There's no hidden charge.
There is
it's included.
In fact, ironically, we just delivered a dryer out to Sweet Valley area. And the lady asked me, we have two other dryers that have been down there since we bought the house. Can you remove them? So a typical answer from a big box store would be, yes, $50 per piece. We took all three, no charge. That always has been our store policy. It'll never change. There's really no reason to charge for removal except just to maybe gouge a customer, get some extra profit. But if you have a great business, you don't need to do that.
James Broda, owner of Rabinax Appliance Store. Where are you located and your contact info, please?
Okay, we are at Kingston Corners, Wyoming Ave. Address is 269. We are directly across from Kiefer's Army and Navy, right next down the road from Walgreens, about three doors down. We have a bright blue side building, a beautiful facade, and big letters. You won't miss us going down the street.
Phone number?
570-287-1175.
Thank you. Would you come back next week?
I definitely will.
We're out of time. Thanks for joining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We'll be back in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m.